You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
This is Scott Davert with this demonstration on upgrading iOS devices over the air. I will at some point record a podcast on upgrading through iTunes for Windows, and if there's enough interest, perhaps I'll also do one on using iTunes with the Mac. Over the air, in this case, is referring to doing the upgrade through either a Wi-Fi or your cellular connection. And in this instance, we are upgrading from iOS 9.0.1 to 9.0.2, but the process is pretty much universal and has been for a couple of major iOS releases now, ever since, I would say, iOS 7, when I started actually doing the over-the-air upgrades. I've typically done them with iTunes, but sometimes it's just easier, especially when you're looking at smaller updates, to do them over the air. What will differ when you do the update is how much time it takes. So say, for example, we're going from 9.0.1 to 9.0.2. It's probably a fairly small update, which means it won't take too terribly long to download the update and then do the actual upgrade. But if you're upgrading, say, from iOS 8 point something to iOS 9.0.2, then you're looking at a bit of a longer process. The other thing that you might want to make sure you do, and you will not be able to upgrade if your battery is below 80% if you don't do this, is plug the iDevice in, whether that be into your computer or any other kind of power source that will allow you to charge the phone. I highly recommend that you do that as well. And there is one thing I'm going to do before I actually do the upgrade, and I want to show that to you in case you would want to do the same, and that is to back everything up. The likelihood that you're going to have an upgrade fail is quite low. I've upgraded more iDevices than I can count over the last several years, and I've only had a couple of them go wrong, but in the rare case that they do, it's good to have everything backed up so that you don't lose your contacts, text messages, emails, whatever you have set to back up in iCloud. So I am going to go into the app switcher and bring up settings. That's where we're going to do this entire process.
App switcher, settings, active.
There it is. Double tap.
Settings.
And I'm going to take a guess at where iCloud is. That's where we want to go.
Wallpaper, button, sounds, touch ID and battery, privacy, iCloud, button.
I'll go ahead and double tap.
iCloud, back button, iCloud, settings, back button.
And we'll go through all the options up until the point that we get to what we want, just so you have an idea of what you can back up on iCloud if this is a new process for you. I think this podcast is really more for beginners or maybe intermediate users, but I don't know. You might get something out of it if you're more advanced as well.
iCloud heading.
I'm just flicking to the right here.
Scott Davert.
That's me.
Set up family sharing button. Storage 4.9 gigabytes available. iCloud Drive off button. Photos on button.
These are all the things that you can back up through iCloud.
Mail off. Contacts on. Calendars, on. Reminders, on. Safari, on. Notes, off. News, off. Wallet, on. Backup, on. Button.
And this is the last option. It's backup on button. It's not the last option in the iCloud settings, but it is what we are looking for in this particular instance. You'll notice it said on button. If you've seen the voiceover menu and it says voiceover on button, it's the same concept here. I'll go ahead and double tap.
iCloud, back button, backup, heading, backup, heading. iCloud backup, on. Automatically backup data such as your photo library, accounts, documents, health data, home configuration, and settings when this iPhone is plugged in, locked, and connected to Wi-Fi. Learn more. Link.
So that's what you need to
do. Double tap to toggle link.
To actually perform a backup.
Backup now, button.
Or if you wanted to do one right now, you could do that manually by double tapping this button.
Last backup, yesterday at 1:30 a.m.
That's an acceptable backup to me, but if I didn't want to use that backup and I wanted to back things up right before I did the update, I could flip back to the left one time.
Backup now, button.
And double tap the Backup Now button. And all that you'll see in the screen when you do the double tap is the cancel button. There's really nothing else to it. Now, you can use your iDevice while it's backing up, so you do have that option available. So that's how you back things up. Now, let's get out of here by scrolling with two fingers.
iCloud, backup, on, button.
Scroll again.
Settings, heading.
And now I am looking for general.
Notifications, button, control sent, do not to, general, button.
There it is.
General, settings, back button.
And software update.
General, about, software update, button. General, back button. Software update, heading, iOS 9.0.2, AppLink, dimmed. iOS 9.0.2, AppLink, 66.2 megabytes.
This one's only 66 megabytes, which is not bad at all. When I upgraded to iOS 9, it was a 1.9 gigs or something like that. Maybe it was 1.2, I don't exactly remember.
This update contains bug fixes and improvements including bullet, list start.
I'm just flicking to the right.
Fixes an issue with the setting to turn on or off app cellular data usage. Bullet, resolves an issue that prevented iMessage activation for some users. Bullet, resolves an issue where an iCloud backup could be interrupted after starting a manual backup. Bullet, fixes an issue where the screen could incorrectly rotate when receiving notifications. Bullet, improves the stability of podcasts. List end. For information on the security content of this update, please visit this website. HTTP, download and install, button.
So here we have the download and install button, and I'm going to go ahead and double tap that.
Passcode, 0 of 4 values entered.
I'm going to go ahead and use Touch ID here. And I guess that will not suffice in this particular instance, so I have to enter the passcode.
2, 5, 8, 0. Terms and conditions. Important.
And you can read through the terms and conditions if you want, or if you just want to skip to the Agree button, it's located directly, pretty much directly above the Home button.
Disagree button. Agree button.
Okay, I had to flick right once, so it's a little to the right of the Home button, just to the right of it and above it. I'll agree.
Agree. Alert. Terms and conditions.
And of course, I have to agree again.
I agree to the iOS. Cancel. Agree button.
I flick right twice. Double tap.
Agree.
And the process.
Software update. Update requested. Dimmed. Button.
Begins. So the update has been requested from the server.
Dimmed. Button.
And it is now downloading. And this button is just going to remain dimmed while the update downloads. We're going to actually let this thing download and update. From this point onward, it's an automatic process. The iPhone will alert me to when it is restarting once the update has completed downloading. And the amount of time it's going to take depends on a lot of different factors, even for a small update like this. For example, how many people are downloading from the Apple server at the time, how fast is your internet connection, and so on and so forth. If you do want to check the status of it, you can do that.
Downloading, dimmed, button.
I just flicked left, and if you touch near the top of the screen,
general, back button.
I'll just go to the top left and start flicking right.
Software up, iOS 9, iOS 9, 0, 2, AppLink, preparing update.
And it says preparing update, so I can see there that there is still indeed progress, and we'll just pause
alert.
The
software update. iOS 9.0.2 will begin installing in 7 seconds.
And there you go. Now it is installing. Or
alert.
It will.
In progress. Verifying update. Ellipsis.
In a minute or so, my iPhone will restart.
Verifying update. Ellipsis.
I'll go ahead and hit pause here and come back and let you know how long that takes. All right, so we're back. That took about 2 minutes. The iPhone did not alert me to the fact that it was rebooting. Typically it does, but sometimes it doesn't. And once the reboot occurred, and of course VoiceOver came back and we're ready to rock and roll here, But it's important to know that once you actually have completed the download and the install starts, you're not going to get really any feedback from VoiceOver or the phone itself. And that's actually one reason why some people prefer to use iTunes, so that they know, yeah, the update's still in progress and it's still there and it hasn't failed. That is a reason to stay tuned to the next podcast that I do, so that if you are someone that hasn't done an update over iTunes and would like that feedback, you do have that option available. I'm going to go ahead and unlock the screen here.
2580 Maps. Messages.
And that's it. When you do the upgrade, sometimes you'll have to go through a setup process where you might have to set up an option or two. This update, you didn't have to do that. And that process is accessible with VoiceOver. There are no issues associated with it. And that, everybody, is the over-the-air upgrade process. What I recommend people do, really, is if they're very concerned about it, start the update process, confirm that it's actually downloading, and then walk away from your phone for a while, maybe even an hour, just to make sure that it's had enough time to do its thing, and then you come back and hit your home button, and you have everything there. You probably don't even need to give it 45 minutes, maybe a half hour for a major upgrade from, say, iOS 8 to iOS 9. But typically, 20 minutes even for that sort of an upgrade is sufficient. So that's it for this podcast. I'm Scott Davert, saying we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.